Everyone, it's Rose
and it's Maggie,
and welcome to Enchanting Magic. I believe we're actually on our 11th episode, so I'm extremely happy about that.
Me too.
Today we're going to continue talking about Epcot
and what changes we would like to see to make the lands and the area more people friendly and fun and exciting.
So if this is your first time popping into us, congratulations. Please listen to the last episode.
So this is part two.
A bit more sense. This is part two. It will be listed as part two on our site.
Yeah, so we did the first half of the lands. Now we're going to do the other half today. And I have to say, our list is a lot longer for the other half.
I agree with that. I think we just had more ideas going through our heads.
Yeah.
We are also recording this a little bit earlier in the week, so, but I do have news, Disney news anyways.
Okie dokie, what is it, Rose?
So this is something going on in Epcot on the 21st, which will be this Saturday after I plan to upload this.
Okay.
And Disney will be playing September on Guardians all day. So if you are listening...
Oh, I can't sing it.
I was talking.
I'm sorry. I was singing. Go ahead.
So if you go to Epcot on the 21st and are lucky enough to get one of the virtual queues or pay ahead of time, then you will hear September no matter what you are listening to.
That's right.
I also have some other Disney news, but it is sad Disney news.
Okay, don't do it yet. Hold on a second.
Yes.
You hear it?
Nope. I can hear, it sounds like I hear Siri.
Ready? Here we go.
Nope. A little bit.
That's it. That's a song they're going to be playing.
It is. I can hear it a little bit.
Oh, it's okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead. It was so good.
All right. Our sad Disney news is James Earl Jones has passed away.
Oh, that was devastating.
Yeah. He is the voice of Mufasa and Darth Vader and many other characters. Yeah. He's also been in quite a few other movies. So that is the sad Disney news. But let's get on to fun Disney stuff instead.
Okay, I have to say, though, his voice is legendary.
It is.
Yeah, he's going to be missed. But you know what? He definitely has created... It's like Robin Williams. He has created a spot for him in American movies and history and people's hearts.
His voice will be known by many for years to come.
Oh, so true. Okay, back to Disney. We're going to go to the land of America.
The America, where we live. Woo!
Yeah, that's, I think that's what makes it so hard.
Yeah, so America, I will admit, is neither of our favorite ones, as if you listen to our favorite countries one thought about. There's a couple different food places. There's the Voices of Liberty. There's the American Adventure Show. There's a little kiosk out front. And there's the art of, there's a museum and an art shop. That's about it.
You got a question, Rose. When we were there, is it a big seating area, like with picnic tables, when you first get to the Americas?
Yes, because there, yes, there's a big seating area. There's a little... not a fountain, it's just like a big tree in the middle.
Yeah.
And there is the stage where they do shows.
Sure. Okay. You want to start?
I will start. My first thing is I'm going to go into the American Adventures, and I want to change it. Okay. I watched it again recently. I understand why people say it's one of the best places to catch up on a nap in Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
Air conditioning is very nice. Is I think that we should have the American Adventure, but it should be featuring the Muppets.
Next.
Hi, I like the Muppets. And it would be great, especially with the food and wine going, so loving the Muppets so much. Those of you who have been to the
episode,
congratulations.
Her mother.
You understand that reference. But the Muppets would make it hilarious.
Rose knows puppets. Or freak her mother out, yet she's talking about putting Muppets in there. Okay.
You're not going to go see it anyways.
Yeah, no, I'll be skipping right through there.
All right.
What else?
You can do one. We'll go back and forth again.
Okay. I figured when you say America, people think of apple pie. Okay. a dessert cart with apple pie, apple dumplings, apple cobbler. That's like the first thing that hits me, like hot dogs in America. And then I'm going to just go into my next one.
Yeah.
What is America like famous for? Baseball. Come on, I know there's Casey's in the beginning of Magic Kingdom, but throwback jerseys, a Cooperstown tribute, baseball store. I mean, come on.
As someone who really doesn't know baseball, I have no idea what Cooperstown tribute means. So congratulations on making something confusing for me. And also, I do not think of apple pie because apple pie is German.
Yeah, but everyone's What is it? Yeah. I can't think. Anyway, go on.
The saying is as American as apple pie. We borrow everything.
Exactly. Okay, yours first.
I do kind of agree on the baseball. Baseball is probably one of the biggest sports that was founded in America that reaches out to other countries.
Mm-hmm. True.
Football is not, Mom. Sorry.
What is not?
Your favorites, football.
Oh, football and hockey. Hey, hockey's getting up there. It's almost hockey season.
All right. So my next thing is regional beverages. So regional beverages is a thing in America. Mm-hmm. I think that we should have regional beverages, kind of like they have the Club Cool over in the other section. They should have a regional beverage section instead.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. I kind of like that.
It's something different. It's something fun.
It is. It's different and fun. The other thing I thought about, music of America. You know, they have the beautiful song Voices of Liberty. What about like all the different music genres in America? You've got bluegrass, country, pop, rock. America is like a melting pot for so much. And it'd be really fun to have something about music of America.
So I do agree with that. I actually put music on mine as well, but I said music that's not just during the festival time should be going on mm-hmm. in the stage area. We need more stuff.
Rose and I don't look at each other's lists. So.
Nope.
Okay.
I do have one more thing. I have one more thing. Do you want to go and then I'll go do my last thing?
Okay.
Actually, I have two.
Okay. When you come to the United States, you go on the East Coast for a boardwalk. East Coast is known for boardwalks and food. There's nothing like
it. Too.
What?
I think the West Coast is too.
Okay, well, I'm on the East Coast. Cotton candy, thick French fries, yummy, fried yummy stuff, pizza, hot dogs. Having a little boardwalk. I know there's a boardwalk in Disney Springs, I think it is.
Here's the boardwalk right off of Epcot. It's the boardwalk is the hotel.
We have never been there. We do have to try that one day. But just a little boardwalk area. Now, I know it's tchotchke to have like a little balloon stand where you shoot balloons, like a little arcade. But America needs to upgrade America to make it more fun.
America.
Yeah. America. Yeah, or just make people really, a lot of people from America go to Epcot, and a lot of us skip right by it.
Because we're bored of it. I love how they did actually bring barbecue in with it. Speaking of that, they actually tried to bring a bit of America in, but it would have been nice to have like regional barbecue types, not just one type of barbecue.
True, very true. And again, Disney, listen to us. These changes are simple.
Okay. Yeah, my next change will make you money, Disney. Give us merch.
Oh, I think every land needs more merchandise. Honestly, yes.
There's
and not just a flag.
There is no America merch.
There's none.
Go into that little kiosk, and guess what? It's Epcot merch. It is not America-centered merch. At least last time I was there. Actually, I think last time I was there was festival-themed.
Wow.
Hmm. Give us merch.
Okay, give us
money.
So much. Anyway,
go ahead. I have one more thing, and that is I would like to create a little co-harmony with another section of Epcot and bring some NASA merch over.
Oh, that's because you're upset that the NASA left in place of what? Galaxy or something? All that NASA merchandise left?
There's so much. Yeah, I am upset about that. Okay.
Okay.
So those of you who have not been listening and listening probably don't actually know, but I love NASA, and I am so very sad that over in Mission Space, the NASA merch keeps getting pushed into the corner because of Star Wars and Guardians of the Galaxy and the mission space exit queue. Give me more NASA back, please.
And what's pretty great, what's amazing is NASA is based right in Cape Canaveral, Florida.
Yeah. Hello. We're right here.
Yeah. So that really does make a lot of sense. Good idea, Rose.
Give us NASA stuff. On board.
Okay. The next one we're going to is Japan.
Okay. So just a quick recap of what's in Japan is currently there is a bunch of restaurants. There is a giant merch shop. There is drums that will occasionally play. There's a little bit of a walking path that mostly just walks up to a seated area. And there's a little museum.
And the best place to eat, Tempanito, something like that. It's the hibachi one. Okay.
All right. So I'm going to do a throwback to when they were originally building Epcot and they had a second stage of Epcot that was going to be built and never got built.
Yes.
Parts of it did. And I'm going to say, I want that King Kong coaster that was supposed to be there.
Oh my gosh.
Either King Kong or Godzilla, but I want that coaster.
I was going to say, aren't they bringing out Godzilla this summer? Is there a new movie?
It's Godzilla. I think I put King Kong by accident, but yes, I think so as well. But yeah, we should have had that coaster. We want that coaster. Give us that coaster.
Actually, King Kong was in New York on the World Trade Center. So bring it into the Americas if they can't do it in Japan.
That too. With Japan being a third party, it might actually go better into America right now, but give us a coaster.
There you go. I would like... I'm still upset that Rose is laughing, that I went there with merchandise that I want to buy and combine everything from the other countries, and they're not because they're third party. So the fact that they have no shipping to include other merchandise kind of ticked me off a little. So that's all the Disneyland should be like, oh yeah, you bought Disney merchandise here, we'll take it and we'll ship it together.
Japan is just special.
Hmm.
Anyways, I'm going to go into the museum, and I said that it needs to be a better museum. It is currently Kauai themed, which is interesting, but it could be much better. Give me a better museum.
I totally agree.
Even if it was Kauai, the weird sculpture they have in the middle filled with toys is so weird. It is.
The fact that it's filled with toys, it's too commercialized.
But you can't buy those toys.
No. I would like a movie. I would like something that tells me about Japan. Japan has very scenic, there's great culture, great history, but not like China. But I would like to learn a little bit more, even if it's more based on like follow a person's life or find a famous person or something, then just tell us a little bit more about Japan.
Following a person's life would be kind of cool, like a daily life. They could put that in each of the parks even, countries. That'd be really cool.
It would be. It'd have it like a normal person, not like, oh, the CEO of the Takakomi Plaza, you know.
Or what's going on with the emperor's daughter in Japan? Or is it niece?
I don't know. No politics.
Hey!
Okay, next one.
I want an arcade there. So many gaming companies are based or founded in Japan. I want to experience that in an arcade.
That, I didn't even think about that. That would be really cool. I was thinking about that for the Boardwalk for Americas, but yeah, put it in Japan. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, so many great games are from Japan, so give it to us.
Sure. Okay. Well, Rose also dished me on this one. Moana. That's outside Japan, correct?
That is not Japanese.
No, but it's outside Japan.
Right? Yes, so the rest of the world.
Okay. Anyway, I have it here because it's outside. The Moana introduction? What? What?
It's not.
Where is it then?
It's in the middle of the ocean.
No, in Epcot Center, silly. It's located outside Japan.
No, it's not.
I thought it was. It's located
in the land pavilion.
Oh, man. Did we talk about that already?
Yeah.
Okay,
we're not talking about that right now, but that's over by like the land where Soaring is.
Okay, can you cut and paste that to where it belongs, please?
No, because we're not talking about that.
Oh, I have such great ideas, though. Okay.
So I'm going to say my idea, and then someone can talk about Moana. By the way, Moana is closer to Australia than Japan in the actual.
No, I'm talking about an Epcot, Rose.
Still no.
What?
Still no. Different section. Moana does not take place in the countries.
Okay, well, I put it in a country so I could talk about it. Okay, right, Rose, well, what's your last idea? I'm going
to say my idea, and then we will jump over to the land section for a minute.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
My last idea was the fact that Japan has onsen hot springs all over the place. I think a spa would be really cool there.
That would be incredible.
Okay, so that was my idea. Okay, let's jump to the land section over by Nemo.
Oh, that's right. It's over by Nemo. Okay, well, they introduced the Moana water, which is beautiful. It's this walking path that you take through water. You can play it, play music. I think it needs more music, like themed music for Moana, but also visuals that it is Moana. You go through it, you have no idea. It's actually from Moana. And where is Heihei? He's like this hilarious little chicken guy. I love him. And then what's really missing is a cart or something outside with merchandise and coconut water.
To be fair, I would buy coconut water. Well, but you can really tell you're a kindergarten teacher right now.
You're what?
You can really tell that you're a kindergarten teacher right now with Heihei.
Oh, okay. and also the coconut, the whole thing is the coconuts are bad. So that's why Moana left. If it's true and that she didn't die in the very beginning, but anyway, it's all a dream.
We are not going into theories. Nope, 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 not today. Today is not Disney movie theory day.
Anyway, so the coconut's rotten, so she has to cross the oceans. So coconut water would be the perfect, plus it's a great hydrator, it's healthy, and a cart with little Heiheis in it. So, okay.
Anyways.
Morocco. Yes.
So my first thing was, I think the Jasmine meet and greet needs more hours because almost every time I'm there, it's closed.
Oh, and I wrote an Aladdin meet and greet. So that's kind of funny. That's both our top ones. Okay.
Yeah, so that's hilarious. My next thing is, I think the museum that's there needs to expand and also it to be obvious that it's actually a museum that's open. Because while it says museum, enter here, it doesn't look like it's open.
True.
It is currently about women athletes who do driving across the and hiking across the deserts and mountains.
Oh, okay. Well,
which I was watching people on the little simulator that was in there, and the simulator was going when no one was actually playing it, so that was really weird. I think something's wrong with it. And it feels very claustrophobic in there. So it just expand it, make it a little bigger, please. Well,
they did just redo the walls. Like I was reading about that, the walls. So maybe they made it more closed in.
It's very okay. Closed in.
Now, I want more merchandise there too. Because again, you've got Jasmine, you've got the market, you've got so much. But I was reading online and someone's like, oh, you need those little monkeys with the clapping cymbals. That was in Aladdin. They turned a little monkey guy into
Baboo.
Yeah. And I'm thinking that is so stereotyped. I don't want that merchandise.
I agree with that. I do not want a Naboo clashing cymbals.
But again, here we go. Merchandise, Disney, what is going on? You guys got to up this.
Yeah. My next thing was a bigger shop with more merch because their shop is tiny. And is half taken up by the henna place.
Yes. Dance show with either belly dancing or shakat, I think it's called. I did a little research and it showed this is where it started. And that's one of the attractions. And actually in the original Aladdin, there's a little belly dancing, but talk about like the cool moves that these ladies can do. And they also
that when I was at the festival the other day, they did have belly dancing up for a little bit in one of the sections, but that it was only for a little bit.
That's great. Glad to know that. And they have henna, correct? That's where you got your henna?
Yes, that's where I got my henna. Loved it.
Good. Okay.
All right. I have two more things on my list. Is one, I think a spice shop, kind of like they have street stalls and different, actually street stalls in general in the markets, which is slightly what I picture when I think of Morocco.
That's a great idea, Rose.
I'd also love to buy spices there, just saying that out loud.
kind of like the Disney shop we went in that had the honeys and the spices. Remember we went to Disney Springs?
Yeah, and your strawberries never grew. Yeah, that one.
Oh man, good memory there, girl. Okay.
And the other thing is, I kind of want color. I think it's very blah. While Morocco can look like that, it does not always. There are oases. There's hanging gardens. There's street stalls that bring color everywhere. Give us some color in Morocco, please.
Didn't they redo the tile around the water and made it like a blue plaid or something?
There I remember. Yeah.
And they put some color in, I think, the walls, but it is. It's very orange.
Yeah, it's very orange. It needs more color.
Yeah. Okay. That's one of my favorites now.
All right, let's go over to France. So
I want a baguette.
Oh, we forgot to mention what is currently in Morocco. Oopsie.
Currently, there is the Tangerine Cafe Flavors, a kebab place. They have a Sweet and Sips, and they have a Roadhouse, which is kind of expensive.
It is it's basically like a tapas place, but Moroccan style. Right. There is the Henna. There's the Teeny Gift Shop. There's a little.
Yeah, you said that already. We talked about that, Rose.
There's a little place. Hey, I wasn't done. There's a little lounge in the back, and then there's a second lounge all the way in the back, but you have to have a membership, and I believe it's like Blue Cross membership or something. You can buy a day pass.
Blue Cross? Like Blue Cross and Blue Shield?
Yep.
But if you're a member of Blue Cross and Blue Shield, you can go back there?
Yep.
Let's go back there. I'm a member.
currently, if you are a member, you can also go in, and there's a free craft in there right now because of the festival.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yes.
Okay.
So there, I got my mom excited about Morocco. Now let's go to France.
Well, not really, but okay.
All right, in France, there is the crepe place. There's two crepe places, a sit-down and a quick service.
We got to try that past the baguette.
An ice cream place. There is the patisserie, which is where mom loves to go.
Oh my God, yes.
That's where her baguette is. There is the Chef de France. And then there is also Le Vins de Chefs de France, which is the wine and alcohol section. Mm-hmm. There is Monsieur Paul, which is another sit-down. There's a Beauty and the Beast sing-along. There is Remy's Adventure.
Which France upped. When they got the Remy's Adventure, man, that was good. Their merchandise there was selling like hotcakes. There's this wrap that sits on your shoulder. They sold out of that. They had to keep bringing boxes and boxes. The line was like 30 deep to buy it. Holy moly, did they like make like a bandit with that.
They're also expanded that line, so there's other characters now. I saw Chip and Adele on someone's shoulder the other day.
I saw that too. I remember when we were there, I saw that. Yes.
All right. But yeah, so we're going to talk about France and what we think we could do for upgrades. Honestly, I don't have a ton, but my big one that I would love is a pathway to the back of the pavilion that doesn't go around the corner.
Yeah, sure. Because it's the first, when you get off with the Skyliner, make that right, and it's right there, it's super crowded all the time. Plus, they have like that big art. It's like a big round pillar with the art pictures on it. It takes up a heck of a lot of space.
It does. Honestly, they just need a second pathway, maybe in the back. But if there's at least like a teeny alleyway between the patisserie and where Beauty and the Beast sing-along is, a little section for people to move through easier.
True. That comes up. They have that massive fountain too.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, but it takes up so much room. But granted, it is a place you can sit next to if it's not too wet and the kids aren't splashing.
And they take your photo by it. You can put your hand down and be chasing a rat.
I beg your pardon?
They will impose a picture of Remy running away from you.
Got it. I was like, wait a second. I don't remember that.
That's because we really don't do photo passes very often.
Well, now that you're a season member, we can. Okay. I would like, remember, ask for butter on your baguette.
You can.
Yes. And also, when you go in there during the peak times, like mornings and lunchtime, they need more than the one cashier on each side. I know there's someone helping the cashier, but during those peak times, those lines are outrageously long. What?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
All right. My turn?
Yeah.
All right. I love cooking class.
That's a cool idea. Yeah.
So, especially with Remy's there, it fits right in.
Oh. You'd be
cooking with Remy.
Very good.
Okay. So I would love cooking. France is very known for food, as you can tell by all the restaurants in France.
Very true.
Which, why do they need two sit-downs? I don't know. But why does Japan need two? I still don't know.
Well, I think France does because of the food.
Actually, I think Japan has three, but yeah. They're very similar food-wise, though. So, and I'm not talking about the crepe sit-down. I'm talking about the other sit-downs. But I think that a cooking class would be really fun. Either traditional French food, cooking with Remy would be cute. You could even, it could even be like a kid's thing.
Right.
That'd be really cute. My second thing is France is known for art museums, the Louvre.
Very, very true.
Let's have an art gallery.
That would be nice. Better than the little, than all this little poster paintings on that column when you first walk in.
I thought that was for festivals. That's why it's decorated like that.
No, it was actually, there was pictures of Rembrandt. There was in Impressionist. There were so many different ones.
Okay.
So, okay.
And the last thing I put, sorry, are you going?
No, go ahead.
I didn't see anything else on your list. That's why I kept going.
Oh, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Is I, well, the merch is amazing with the Remy. I think we need a little bit more merch that has to deal with fashion.
Well, come on, you walk in and they have the shirts, they have the pants, they've got the hats, they've got the scarves. What do you need more?
I really don't have much. I, last time I popped in there, there wasn't much fashion centered merch.
But there was that shirt that Sam almost bought, that red one.
It was Italy.
Oh, it was Italy. I'm sorry. I got to go back. I can't get past the baguette, so, you know.
That was Italy, Mom.
Oh, okay. We'll have to check it out.
Yeah, I think that they need a little bit more fashion-centered merch because France is also very fashion-forward.
That's for sure. Definitely.
You guys made me watch way too much Next Top Model. That's how I know that. And Project Runway.
Definitely. We grew up with that.
Yeah.
So, okay. Next.
Let's go to the UK.
Yes.
So the UK, it's primarily centered around England. I'm going to say that right now, even though it's the United Kingdom. But, so there is a difference.
Mm-hmm.
For those very, very briefly for non-historically geographically people.
Like her mother.
Like my mom. England is a section of the United Kingdom. It's made up of multiple sections. So Scotland, Welsh, and England, I believe it is. And then if you say Great Britain, it includes North Ireland.
All from where her mother's from.
Anyways, it currently has the Rose and Crown pub and restaurant. It has the beer cart. It has the fish shop. It has a lot of merch currently. A lot of shops.
Does it have a Winnie the Pooh?
It does have Winnie the Pooh in the back. It does have a Winnie the Pooh meet and greet that's open at certain hours, but not all the time.
True.
And it has a little garden in the back, which they do concerts at.
Right. I remember that.
All right.
But again, they had the poster board or the sign that said, here's this band. But you have to walk way in the back. And you're like, where are they? It's just, it needs better, I don't know. Announcing needs better directionality.
It also has a tiny little garden.
Yeah. True. Okay.
All right. My first thing is I want a King Arthur ride.
What kind of ride do you want, Rose?
I wanted to go with Merlin and King Arthur.
Oh, that would be very cool. Could you imagine that? Ooh, Merlin, Harry Potter. You can kind of fill all that into it. Sorry,
Sword go ahead. In the Stone. You remember that movie, Sword in the Stone?
And somewhere in there, there's a sword that you can pull out. Where is
that's
that?
That's in Magic Kingdom.
Okay. Got it.
I think we need to bring that a little bit because it is very, if I'm thinking about mystical, magical England, I am thinking Merlin and King Arthur. I think we need a little ride. It could be a little dark. It could be a dark ride. That'd be really cool in there.
Ah, it'd be one of the villains rides that you're thinking of?
No, a dark ride is kind of like Haunted Mansion or something. It's where you're inside. It's slightly darker than normal.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
Peter Pan would also be considered a dark ride.
Okay, well, you got to think on that. Like, what kind it would be? Like, a roller coaster, a float ride?
A float ride would be really cool.
Yeah.
And I know most people, especially today, will not understand the Sword in the Stone reference, but that was one of my favorite movies growing up.
It was?
It was. I'd always watch it at Grandma's. I was, it was only at grandma's, and I was always like, oh, can we watch this?
And your sister's probably like, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is more attractions. When you think about UK, Britain, Wales, Scotland, all that area, the Loch Ness Monster. Okay. Mary Poppins, Brave. Okay. Music, the Beatles, which I can't stand, but they're
I
from there.
love Beatles. Have to
Yes.
input that before we get slammed. I love the Beatles.
Of course she does. Stonehenge. Sherlock Holmes, which is a Disney movie, is a Disney-based Sherlock Holmes. Robert
There it
Downey
is.
Jr.'s on it, and it's on Disney Plus.
I thought that
And
was a Hulu show.
I thought it was Disney. And Doctor Who.
Yes, Doctor Who.
Okay.
Okay, we need Doctor Who merch back. Please, please bring it back.
This is, yeah, actually, you're right, Rose. I did get you
It's
something there
not
once.
there anymore. Please give us Doctor Who merch back. Please, Disney, especially with it's now on Hulu and Disney Plus. Please give it back to us.
That's what I meant. There's, of course, we love the Winnie the Pooh, we love the Rose and the Crown, all the like typical, but you know what? Let's start reaching out to p other kind of genres and different kind of people that shop there.
Or just bring back Doctor Who. Doctor Who's a huge, huge part of England. Please
Okay,
give it to
Rose. She's got, I opened up a can of worms here. Okay. Or the tarmac, whatever you call
us. TARDIS.
TARDIS. Okay, Rose, go for it.
All right, I'll go to something else. Even though Doctor Who, please give us Doctor Who stuff back.
Okay.
I'm gonna say the next thing I would say is bring in the other sections of the UK or Great Britain. I would like some Scotland st section with some Brave, some North Ireland, some Welsh with dragons. Please give that to us.
Isn't Harry Potter supposed to be in Scotland?
In the wrong section, Mom.
I'm
It
just
is in
saying.
Scotland, but you're s talking the wrong universe. Go over to Universal Studios if you
I
want Harry
know.
Potter.
I'm just saying it's amazing like how interlocked all these thoughts are. Okay. Mine is archery. You've got it Brave. You've got it Robin Hood. You've got a little archery. Like, I think that would be a lot of fun.
That would be a lot of fun,
Yeah.
especially since the bow should go to Merida, not Rapunzel.
Rapunzel. What does
So
Rapunzel have?
I
She's a
was in
frying
the
pan.
shop yesterday, the other day, shopping in Main Street, USA, and they had a toy bow and arrow set for little girls, and it was Rapunzel themed, and I'm like, why is it not Merida themed?
I don't know who she is.
I know.
Okay, next one.
Afternoon tea.
What a great idea. Oh, I
I think
love
we should
that.
have
And
give
scones.
and scones. Give us scones. Give us afternoon tea. I would like to stop for tea, even if it's in the morning.
I would love to do that too.
Have a little tea shop. Not like a
And
shop that sells tea, but like an actual like tea shop where you go in and have afternoon tea.
what's really funny is that's my last one, Alice in Wonderland Tea Party. It takes place in Victorian England and a not financial, a fictional Wonderland. So talk about a tea party, like a mad tea party. That would be, I'm like, oh my gosh, that'd be so cool, like outside a little garden area of a mad tea party. Oh, I like that, Rose. Okay.
All right, I
Okay.
do have one other thing, and that is I want to bring in some more sports. So they have a little bit of a sports section, but I want something that celebrates the different sports that either started or grew very large in sections of England and England-occupied territories over the years.
Good idea. Don't they
And I'm
have?
being very, very politically-ish correct about that because the first one is soccer, and I don't want to get slammed by the other countries who are like, soccer is bigger here. Soccer's also
Awful.
very big in England, but I think there should be some soccer, some cricket, some golf, rugby, and boxing.
That's true. Soccer is not popular here in the United States.
It is not, which is sad.
Even though we have Messi now, it's still not. Yeah. It's popular, but it's not. It's, but you know what? It all depends. Like, I don't
Depends
know.
on the person.
We could do a whole sports area between Rose and I. So, okay.
Yes, they need to. We should have a. Let's revamp ESP, whatever the one is, World of
ESPN,
Sports.
honey. I'll be starting that one.
The World of Sports section that Disney owns.
Otherwise, okay. I didn't even know they own that.
They do.
Okay, our last one is one of my favorite countries. It's
We're going.
Canada.
Canada. So Canada currently has the popcorn cart, the refreshment port. I'm including in Canada, even though technically it is not in Canada.
That's okay. We're allowed to do that.
Has La Cellar. It has a tiny gift shop, and it has the Canada Far and Wide with a little pathway back, which has a little waterfall going towards it.
True. Yep.
And need something. A lot of help.
It does need a lot of help. It again, I love the hot, it's first walking, you see the hockey area. I love it. I don't even go the rest of it. But they have a huge
Because you turn and you
backspace.
can see the rest of it.
Yeah. They have a huge backspace that is being unoccupied. There could be something back there, and I have the best idea.
I do too, which is a turning red meet and greet.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, it's really funny. I'm more merchandise. I wrote red also. Yeah, especially for girls. I mean, Canada, okay, the hockey's for the boys, the lumberjacking's for the boys. Talk about a great girl thing is for Red. I mean, that's a wonderful movie.
Also, currently, he's still going pretty strong.
Yeah, I mean, my kids, my little kindergartners, two of them know about Red, so.
My preschoolers last year knew about them very well.
And I'm teaching some of them. Okay, anyway. Go ahead.
Am I next or are you next? I forgot.
Well, I can. I was just saw yours. You said you wanted more quick service. A
Yeah,
quick.
I think there should be a quick service. Because there's no technical quick service. Technically, all the food is a sit down or a popcorn cart in Canada, because refreshment board is not technically in Canada.
Very true. And I think they should have a maple sugar candy stand.
Candy stand would be good because there's a little bit of maple candy in the gift shop, but if you're snacking around the world, it kind of makes it hard. It's
But you
also
don't.
very hard to drink around the world.
Yeah, also the merchandise that it just you have to go into a shop. You need these kiosks outside that people can buy things from rather than going into a shop that's overcrowded and anyway, okay.
I thought something really cool if they brought in something like the Mounties because I, for some reason, when I picture Canada, I think meat.
Mounties.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Or something horse related. Just I think that'd be really cool. It could be even like a museum for me. I like museums, so that would be fine for me. Or some sort of interactive display. That'd be really cool.
That would be kind of cool
Or
because
an
if
actual horse and mounty there. That'd be even awesomer, but I don't think they can do that all the way in Florida.
that would be a great merchandise too, a little horse and Canadian Mountie. I mean, I could see Mickey Mouse dressed up as a Canadian Mountie.
That'd be really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, come on,
That's
Disney.
Disney. Here, listen to us.
Yeah. Okay. My big question: do you realize there's no Santa Claus in Epcot Center?
Why would there be?
There's a huge three-part franchise, the Santa Claus 1, the Santa Claus 2, the Santa Claus 2 from Disney.
You said Santa Claus two twice.
Okay, Santa Claus 3. In number 3, where she's going to have the baby, Buddy Claus, they changed the area to Canada because you don't want to let go of the secret of Santa. That back area, make that a Santa Claus land. Just like in The Santa Claus. I
So
think
instead
that.
of disguising the North Pole as Canada, you're disguising the Florida Canada section as the North Pole.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? Kids' imagination, this is all Disney's about imagination. Bring a Santa Claus in there.
Santa's
That's my
helper.
idea. What?
A Santa's helper, Mom.
Okay, Santa's helper. Yeah, the originals in the North Pole getting busy for Christmas. Okay, Rose.
All right, my next thing was ski and snowboarding. I think that there should be a skiing and snowboarding. We talked about Mickey on a Mountie. How about Mickey on a snowboard?
That would be so cute.
Or his skis in his hands, or even ice skates.
I think that sounds like fun.
Or sell ice skates and snowboards.
That's an interesting idea in Florida.
Ooh, what if they have actually extremely unrealistic ice skating rink?
Oh my gosh, what a cool idea.
They could never do it, but that would be awesome.
They could do it, Rose. Why can't they freeze the water underneath? I'm sure Disney can figure everything out.
Disney, put an ice rink in Canada.
That would be wicked cool. I'll tell you that.
And
Like
then have some
Rockefeller
skates.
Center.
You could rent some skates. go ice skating in Florida. That'd be cool. I would be there constantly.
Sorry. Mom disappeared for a minute.
I would be there constantly, is what I was saying.
Yeah, that would be fun. Okay.
Disney, please do that. That'd be really cool.
Actually, I think, and talk about a Christmas time, like the thing you can do. Oh my gosh, I love that idea.
Also, talk about something to get you out of the heat.
Okay, has no snow cones.
No snow cones, but also that people will probably be gathering in there, which would bring more people out of the pathways and into the inside. So that'd be good as well for people ca crowd control.
Yep. And we're reached about 40 minutes, Rose, so I think we need to cut this off.
Well, we're at the last one.
Oh, good. I know. I'm just saying we need to cut this off. Say goodbye to everyone. Thank you for listening.
All
Follow us
righty.
on.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening. We are all over the place. If you want to reach us, enchantingmagicpod at Gmail. Remember, pod is spelled POD. Thank you to all of our listeners. I've been keeping an eye on our RSS feed, and I've been seeing that we have listeners from all over the place, from different countries. Welcome. Hope you're enjoying us. We do have a lot in Jersey area. I wonder why.
Us Jersey girls that don't pump gas.
I do, because I'm no longer a Jersey girl.
Well, thank you, everyone, and you have a wonderful week. Have it magical.
Stay magical. Bye.